From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the times set for them, and the exact places where they should live.
God did this so that men would seek him, and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Acts 17, 26-27 Time is one of the most talked about concepts.
We've all heard people say, time is money, or use your time wisely.
But what do they really mean?
For many, time is seen as a currency, something to be spent, saved, or exchanged for worldly gain. However, God's perspective on time is radically different and far more profound.
The true value of time, let's get one thing straight. Time is not ours. It's a gift, a precious gift from God.
Unlike money, which can be earned, borrowed, or even lost and regained, time is finite. You can't buy it back once it's gone.
Think about it. Which runs out first? Your money or your time, which is truly irreplaceable.
As a minister, I've met many people with health problems facing the end of their life who would give anything for just a little more time. Despite their wealth, they cannot buy back even a single moment.
Their stories are a stark reminder that time holds a value beyond what money can offer. The problem with selling time. Most people treat time like a commodity. They trade hours for money, not realizing they are exchanging something priceless for something fleeting.
Consider this. When you work under a boss, your time is no longer yours.
It's dictated by someone else.
You follow schedules, meet deadlines, and ask for permission to step away.
Now imagine realizing that your time doesn't even belong to you in the first place. It belongs to God. If we truly understood this, how differently would we use it?
Would we still waste it on trivial pursuits, or would we dedicate it to something eternal?
Time. A holy stewardship Bible teaches us that time is intricately tied to wisdom. James reminds us, you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. James 4:14.
And the psalmist prays, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90:12.
This wisdom is not about squeezing every drop of productivity out of your day or filling your calendar to the brim. It's about understanding that our earthly time is limited but deeply significant. It's a call to prioritize what matters most, our relationship with God and fulfilling His purpose for our lives. The robbers of time, let's face it, the world is designed to steal our time.
Paul warns us in Ephesians, be very careful then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15-16.
The evil days, Paul speaks of, are the systems and distractions that keep us busy chasing things that don't last. Think about how often we rush through life skipping meals with loved ones, prioritizing work over rest, and losing sight of what truly matters.
It's as if the world dangles shiny objects before us, promising happiness, while quietly robbing us of our most priceless asset, time. Living for eternity as children of God, we are called to resist the world's distractions and steward our time for His glory.
This doesn't mean abandoning work or responsibilities, but reorienting our lives around God's will.
It means asking ourselves daily, am I using my time to seek God and serve Him? Or am I letting it slip away for fleeting pleasures? Paul's advice is clear. Make the most of your time. Spend it on what truly matters, building your relationship with God, loving others, and walking in His purpose for your life.
Time is a gift, but it's also a responsibility.
A final thought, time is like sand slipping through our fingers, impossible to stop, but precious beyond measure.
Let's not waste it chasing after things that won't last. Instead, let's invest it in what is eternal, allowing God's wisdom to guide our steps.
So, the next time someone tells you, time is money, smile and remember, time is far more valuable. It's a divine gift, meant to draw us closer to the one who gave it.
Use it well, and you'll discover its true purpose, eternity with Him. Blessings.